Good morning. Today's daf in the Dharma Nun Zion. We are here in the seventh parak of the Masechta, and a mishnah that we already heard once before. We get to hear it again. A couple more days here in the seventh parak. Ya konin peres ha'ilu alai. So the person makes a neder and he says konin peres ha'ilu. Okay, and we're going to put a lot of emphasis on the word ha'ilu in these peres. And the ran, I see a very particularly long ran in the beginning of today's daf, and the first. Amud of today's daf is very short. The Ran is responsible for that because a lot of focus and a lot of his attention on the word elu. So when you say that these fruit are going to be aser, so in other words, instead of saying that apples are going to be aser to me, so you point to these particular apples and say these apples. So what do we know? We learned this already earlier in the Masechta back on daf Mem Zion, and we're now going to say it again, and that is basically we're going to treat it like hekdesh. Okay, now what do we know about Hekdesh? So the mission over here is going to tell us. Let's see the mission inside. So konim peres ha'elu alai, konim hein alpi, konim hein lefi, so asa b'chalufem v'gedulehem. Okay, so now not only is there going to be an asar on these fruit, an isser on these fruit, but on top of that, there's also going to be an isser on the exchange and on the growth as well. In other words, once now they have basically a shame Hekdesh. In other words, now in terms of the amount of equivalency these items have to Hekdesh, so we touched on it early in the Masechta. The Ran also touches on it again today. But basically the point is that it is equivalent to Hekdesh. And as such, in other words, what do we know regarding Hekdesh? That once you are Makdish something and you exchange it, the item of exchange now is going to have the status of Hekdesh. And if you have something that's Hekdesh and there's growth on the item, that growth of the item is going to also be Hekdesh as well. Here as well. Once I say that these fruit are going to be Aser, so now they're going to have the status of Hekdesh, and that means now that Chilufeim v'Gidulehem, that both the growth and the, well, let's do it in the right order, the exchange and the growth are both going to be Aser, and all that is generated from the word Elu. In other words, because you said the word Elu, because you said these particular fruit, so now they're going to have basically a shame Hekdesh on it. It's going to have the status of Hekdesh. Now, Sheini Ocha v'Sheini Toim, Mutter b'Chilufeim v'Gidulehem. So now, let's say I offset it by saying she'eni toim. I'm sorry, she'eni ochel v'she'eni toim. So when you say eni ochel and eni toim, so what you did basically is you mitigated. In other words, basically the focus now is not on the fruit, excuse me, as much as I'm not going to eat it, or I'm not going to I'm not going to eat it, and I'm not going to eat it. Right? They're both lashonos of eating it. Toim means to taste, but basically, in other words, when you say eni ochel eni toim, So under those circumstances, you're basically saying that I'm not eating it. In other words, it's not so much an isser on the fruit. You're not making it hektish. You're just simply saying, so I'm done with apples. So if there is chilufem gudulem, if there is either an exchange or there's going to be growth, so then that's going to be mutter. Now, growth a little bit difficult to understand in this particular case. Meaning when you say any tom and any ochel and there's growth, so do you know what that growth is? The growth is usually the item itself. Meaning, if I make a neder against apples, and then what I do now is I grow these apples, so you know what the growth of the apples are? It's called apple. So it's a little bit challenging to understand how the growth does not become usher by your neder, meaning because your neder is on apples, and meanwhile, when you have growth, you have what's called an apple. Okay, so admittedly, that part's a little bit tricky over there, and I'm not fully understanding it, but still. The point of the Mishnah is that when you say the word Elu, it gives it a quality of Hekdesh, and therefore exchanges and growth are going to be Aser. But if you say any Tom, any Ochel, where the focus is simply, I'm not eating apples, so then Chilufeim and Gedulim are going to be Mutter. Now, Bedavas Shazarakala, now that's true. If what happens is that when you plant the seed in the ground, so what happens is that the seed totally degenerates, it decomposes, and now the growth is a totally new entity. Elsewhere in Shas described as panim chadashus ba'olakan. It's a totally new entity. However, if we're talking about where it's a kind of seed where it doesn't totally decompose, and what happens is that the growth basically adds on to the original. So in other words, you take the seed, you put it in the ground, and it's a kind of seed where it doesn't totally decompose. So then what's happening is that the growth is just simply adding on to the existing. So then, afilu gedula gedula masurim. So then the gedulim are going to be aser. Not only the gedulim are going to be aser, but not only gen 1, but gen 2 and gen 3, and whatever future growths are going to be aser if the original seed doesn't decompose. Okay, hold that particular thought, meaning it's this point of the Mishnah where when we get to the Amud Beis in today's daf, we're going to be discussing in detail. this idea of growth coming off of Isser, and how to view growth coming off of an Isser, especially when the Isser itself doesn't decompose. So we'll discuss more of that a little bit later on this morning. Anyway, so we start off with our Mishnah. Let's call this now part one of the Mishnah. Put a bookmark right here. And so in the first part of the Mishnah today, we're just simply talking about growth and exchange. Or again, exchange and growth. I'll go in the same order as the Mishnah. And that is that when I have a neder, and the formula of the neder is elu, so then chilufim v'gidulim are going to be aser. If, however, I don't have the word elu, and I just simply say I'm not eating apples or I'm not eating grapes, whatever the neder is going on, so then chilufim v'gidulim are going to be mutter. And then the Mishnah makes a distinction when the seed that went into the ground of the iser either decomposes or does not decompose. And if it decomposes, so then see above. And if it doesn't decompose, and the seed remains in its original, so then it's going to be aser. And the growth is going to be aser. And the growth of the growth is going to be aser. And more of that to be discussed later this morning. Ha'omer li'ishto konim b'maisei yadech alai. Konim hein al pi. Konim hein lifi. So a person has got discord with his wife, and we've seen variations of this throughout our Masechta. And because of the discord that exists between husband and wife, so he makes a neder. And he says, Koni masi yadecha alai. Right? Your earnings. So they're going to be also to me. Okay, so there are a couple of issues over here. There's an issue of shibud. In other words, the earnings are meshubah to him. So he's going to be making a neder on something which is meshubah to him. On top of that, also, it's a davar shelabala olam. In other words, they haven't been made yet. Her earnings are future earnings. And they haven't been produced yet, and he's making a neder on something which is a davar shelabal la'olam. And so there are issues to contend with over here. Okay, I'll simply say at this point in time, the Ran deals with it. In other words, see the Ran inside. The Ran addresses these issues. I'm not ignoring them. Well, I kind of am. I'm not ignoring them. I'm just simply saying, see the Ran for details in terms of how to avoid some of these basic issues. But basically the point is that such a neder would in fact be in effect, and also bechilufim v'gidulehim, and the iser is going to be both on exchanges and growths. Meaning, our mission over here is really interested in making one singular point, and that is what exactly is the formula of a neder, in which is not only going to create an iser on the item, but also on exchanges and growths as well, on chilufim v'gidulehim. So when you say koni masi adech alai. So that is now going to be equivalent to saying Elu. In fact, the Ran writes that. Okay, the Ran, if you could see now, the massive Ran, but if you can go back basically to the last third of the Ran, it's a deeper Amaschal. Ha'omer li'ishto konim masi yadecha alai v'chule aser b'chulavim v'gudaleim ashmin rabusa dimiyachet perosav shaploni ki hacha diyachet masi yadei ishto ka'omer Elu dami u'mitzah b'chulavim v'gudaleim. Obviously, our Mishnah here is teaching us a Chiddush, says the Ran, and that is, you didn't say the word Elu. In other words, right, you'll note that now in this next section of the Mishnah that we just started, so the word Elu is not there. And the Ran made a really big deal in the previous Ran that really the word Elu is what triggers. Elu is what tells us now that these items are going to be Aser, it will have a Hektish status, and exchanges and growth is going to be Aser. Over here, you didn't say the word Elu. Exactly. Meaning, the Ran says that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. When you say ma'ase yadecha alai konim hein al pi konim hein lafi, so that is tantamount to saying elu when you're discussing the earnings of your wife. She'eni ochel she'eni tom mutar b'chulafim v'gudaleim. And once again, same basic point. If your focus is not on the item and the product, but rather any ochel any toem, so you're just simply saying that I don't want to eat it. So now, what do we say? What we said previously, and that is exchanges and growths are going to be mutter. So bedavish azarukala, and again, the Mishnah repeats and reminds us that's talking about where the seed decomposes. Aval davish ein zarukala, but if the seed doesn't decompose, so afilu gidula gidula masurin. So then, when the seed doesn't decompose, so all future growth is going to be aser, meaning the growth of the growth. So all future growth that comes from this item is going to, in fact, be aser. When the seed itself, the original seed itself, doesn't decompose. Good. Okay, so that's section number two of the Mishnah. Again, it's the same idea. So then why repeat? So the Ran says, because the Chiddush is, in this formula, even though you didn't say the word Elu, it's like you said Elu. Sha'at oseh, eini ochel, ad ha-pesach. Sha'at oseh, eini miskaseh, ad ha-pesach. Okay. So over here now, we're gonna in this next section of the Mishnah, we're gonna basically learn the same point. But over here, what are we gonna learn together? So he kept his neder in terms of time. Okay, can you do that? And the answer, of course, is yes. At this point in the Masechta, we're more than halfway through the Masechta, so we know, and you've heard me say this before, but it's fine, right? It's such a great way to look at Nedarim. So Nedarim is basically a laboratory-created Isser, an Isser made in the laboratory. So what can you do in the laboratory? You could do a lot of things in the laboratory. In other words, you could tailor-make it to exactly how you want it to be, right? Isserim in general, so we have no say in an Isser, meaning when the Torah asks for something, so that's it. It's Usser. Objectively usser, and it's not going to be a function of time or place or anything like that. But when you make an isser via neder, so that's an isser in the laboratory. You want to make the isser and cap it in terms of it's only going to be usser up until a certain point of time. So by all means, you could do that. And that's exactly what the Mishnah here is demonstrating. So she'ato se'e eini ochel ad ha'pesach, she'ato se'e eini miskasa ad ha'pesach. So I'm not going to get benefit from your earnings up until Pesach. For whatever reason, again, I don't know the motivation. You've heard me say that before as well. Whatever is motivating him right now, he wants to take a hiatus from enjoying any of the earnings of his wife. And he does so basically up until Pesach. Where are we right now on the calendar? Doesn't really matter. But anyway, let's say that Sukkot just came and went. And so we have about 5 months till Pesach. And he wants to take a 5 month hiatus of enjoying earnings. So he could do that. And which means, of course, is that Asasa Lifnei Pesach. Sorry. So so anything that she makes is going to be usher until after Pesach, meaning that again the neder was only up until Pesach. Once Pesach is over, the neder goes away, and even those things that she produced before Pesach, so before Pesach they're going to be usher, but after Pesach they're going to be mutter. How did that happen? It's easy because all this happens via neder. And via neder, so you can give terms to the length of the Isser. And the length of the Isser is up until Pesach, meaning up until Pesach it's Asser. After Pesach it's going to be Mutter. Okay. It certainly sounds strange, but again, when you make an Isser via neder, you could do that. Sha'at oseh ad ha-Pesach eini ochel, v'sha'at oseh ad ha-Pesach eino miskase. That which you make up until Pesach, that which you make So that which you make, I'm not going to eat up until Pesach. That which you make, I'm not going to cover myself up until Pesach. Asa lifnei Pesach, asa lechol is kasos achra Pesach. Okay. Now in this next formula, so over here he's focusing on the item that's produced. Any item that you produce up until Pesach, I'm not going to get benefit from. So in other words, over here the focus is not on his enjoyment of the item. The focus is on the item itself. And that means to say that any items that you produce from here till Pesach, they're going to be usher to me. Since the neder is now focused on the item, so that means to say that even after Pesach, the item is still going to be usher. The neder is gone after Pesach, that's true. But in other words, the focus was on the actual product itself. Okay. Ad kan, that takes us to that, at the end of that section of the Mishnah. And finally, one more section of this Mishnah, right? A very long Mishnah. So the last section of the Mishnah, we're on the very bottom of Nezayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Sha'at nenes li ad ha-Pesach. Im oleches at leves avich ad ha-Chag. Okay. So over here, now hopefully this should sound familiar. We did this earlier in the Masechta. This takes us back to Daf Tet Zayin. So we did this a long time ago in the Masechta, right? Over a month ago. Anyway, so basically what happens is as follows. There's a neder and there's also a condition, a Tanai, that's going to trigger the neder. Okay, so over here, once again, all this is based on the following discord, and that is that her relationship with her parents is really bothering him. Okay, again, not here for the counseling aspect of it, meaning obviously, right, they need help, but that's neither here nor there. We are just focusing on the neder, and that is Atnanis Liyata Pesach. So I'm not you're not going to get any benefit from me until Pesach. Im holeches at leves avicha ad achag. If in fact you go to your parents' home from anywhere from now until Sukkot. Okay. So let's just map this out on the calendar so that we get a sense of what's happening over here. Let's say just for argument's sake, just to see this as clearly as we can. So let's say Sukkot has just came and went. Okay. So we're immediately after Sukkot. Right. Sometime in the late fall. right? The beginning of winter, right? And for whatever reason, he's just bothered by the fact that she keeps going back to her parents' home. And he says, enough already. In other words, I don't want you going to your parent, back to your parents' home, and I don't want you going back until next Sukkos, okay? And if, in fact, right? And if the and if in fact you go, so the from to your parents' house from any time from here until next Sukkos, basically a year from now, a little bit less than a year from now, so you're not going to be able to get benefit from me. And again, in other words, I'm bypassing the issue that there's shibudim and he has financial obligations to support her and all that. That is a challenge, but that's not going to be our focus. Our focus is just simply on the neder and the condition that's set in. So the condition is you can't go back to your parents' home for another year, for about a year. And then the neder is Pesach, that you're not going to get hana from me up until Pesach. So it's a little bit funny now that the condition goes well beyond the actual neder itself. Meaning the neder itself, if in fact triggered, is only going to create an iser up until Pesach, which is less than 6 months from now. But the actual Tanai that's going to set the neder in motion goes all the way to next Sukkos. So, Hachalifnei Pesach Asura Banasura Pesach. Now, let's say she goes to her parents' house before Pesach. So, number one, right, she just triggered the neder. And now, number two, she can't get benefit from her husband. Until when? Until Pesach. Because that was the actual neder itself. Le'achar HaPesach Beval Yachel. Now, let's say that she went after Pesach. Okay, so what the problem now is what? Meaning the neder's already come and gone. The problem is that she enjoyed from her husband up until Pesach, and now, where after Pesach she goes back to her parents' home, and that still is in the window of triggering the neder, so now what's going to happen is that once she goes anywhere between Pesach and Sukkos, back to her parents' home, the neder now is triggered, it's now in effect, and now retroactively, what did she do? She violated her neder. So now she's in violation of the Isra Bal Yachel. Meaning because now the neder was set off, and we're assuming that she enjoyed from her husband any time between last Sukkos and Pesach, so therefore, a violation of the neder. Okay. Atne ni'liyad achag im holches at leves avichad Pesach. Over here now, we're going to do the same thing, but we're just going to play around with the times. And that is in this last case of the Mishnah. So he says, look, again, same issue. I don't want you going to your parents' home. And the, but over here in this case, basically from now until Pesach. Again, we're right after Sukkos. From now until Pesach, I don't want you going to your parents' home. Okay. And if you do so, you're not going to be getting benefit from me. Now you're not going to get benefit from me, from now until next Sukkos. So the window of the actual neder itself is basically a year. Now, but it's only going to be triggered if she goes to her parents' home. But the trigger is only from now for a half a year, up until Pesach. So now, it just, in other words, once you see the case, so then the results are very clear. So, so that means to say that if she goes to her parents' home anytime between now and Pesach, so now the neder is now in effect, and she can't get benefit from her husband until next Sukkos. In other words, neder's been triggered, and now she will not be able to get benefit for the remainder of the year, meaning until next Sukkos. Now, once Pesach comes and goes, yeah, she can go to her parents' home, because remember, the neder is only going to be triggered when she went to her parents' home from now until Pesach. Once Pesach has come and gone, so now there's no way to trigger the neder. So it's true, there is a neder, but it has to be released by condition. And the condition was that she was going to go to her parents. She can't go to her parents up until Pesach. After Pesach, there's no way of triggering the neder. And so therefore, she can go to her parents after Pesach. Okay. Good. Again, we covered these Mishnahs before. This is not the first time we've seen this Mishnah. And basically, the point of the Mishnah is that Nedarim can be tailor-made and fashioned, in which it's going to be constrained by time, and not only that, it's only going to be released via condition. Not only that, the conditions and the times can work in non-synchronicity, and that would be fine, and that would work as well. Okay, All this, of course, under the larger umbrella of, you know, the marriage obviously needs help. Needs
what about the rabbinic, the raisa, that he has certain obligations.
Right, correct. David, your question is excellent, and I'm just ignoring it. Now, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just simply saying that the Gemara earlier was bothered by the fact that he has shibudim to her, and he has to do these things. And there are ways, and this part's technical, but there are ways to make the neder in that he's not going to be violating his shibud. But let's just say it simply. Your question's really good. In other words, he has a shibud to her. Okay, let's just leave it like that. Okay, good. So Adkan, that takes us really to the first half of today's daf. And so what we just covered on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph is a really lengthy Mishnah, numerous cases in the Mishnah. We're going to go back and focus on the first part of the Mishnah. And that is that when I make a neder on an item and I say the word elu, so what I've done now is I've created an iser that is like hektesh, that has like hektesh status, and as a result of that, the growth and the exchanges are going to be usr. And the chilufeim v'gidulayim, the exchanges and growths now of that item are going to be usr, much like hektesh. That's what we learned in the first half of the Mishnah. And so let's start with the Gemara. So we find ourselves on the Gemara on Nzainam at Beis. Ha'omer li shto konim ha'se yedech alai, konim heim api, konim heim lefi v'chulei. Okay. When you see the word v'chulei at the header, so you know what that means. It means that we're not addressing the actual line of the Mishnah itself, but we're addressing a concept that's used in the Mishnah. And eventually what's going to end up happening is that we're going to revert back to our Mishnah and use our Mishnah as a form of a proof towards a discussion that we're going to have. What's the discussion? Yishmal ish kfar yama v'amrile ish kfar dima hela b'yado batzel shikara b'shviz v'nato b'shminis v'rabu gidula v'alikaro. Okay, so we're going to start with the following case. And that is where we're going to have an onion. The onion was grown during the Shemitah year. So onions that are grown during the Shemitah year have Kedusha Shviz. In other words, it is Shemitah status. And what does that mean? So anything with Shemitah status is now going to be subject to the following. Number one, it can only be eaten and can't be used in any other manner, right? La'achla, you can only eat Perish Shviz, and you can't do schara, you can't do commercial activity with it, and you can't use it for other benefits. That's number one. Number two, there's also what's called a shasabir. In other words, at a certain point in time, so the Perish Shviz have to be destroyed. Now, I'm using the word destroyed, knowing that that's not super clear cut in terms of what exactly beer means, but for our purposes right now, just the idea is that it's got a status of per shvius. And what did he do with this onion? He took this onion, he put it back into the ground, and he grew it now next year in the eighth year. And now what happens with this onion is that there is new growth coming off, but it's an onion, which means that the actual onion itself is the original onion. Still is going to remain. In other words, it's ein zaro kala. So the seed doesn't decompose, but rather just new layers of growth going on it. And so the question becomes the following. So let's read it inside again. So the root, meaning the bulb itself, is a shemitah bulb. And menatu b'shminis, and what he does is that he plants it in the eighth year. V'rabu gidula v'likaro. And now what we have is significantly more growth than the original. V'hachi kami ba'ile gidulav hekar v'ikaro aser. V'kevan derabu gidulav mikaro osan gidule heter malin esa iser. Olo. And so the question becomes the following. So how do I view this new growth? This new growth that grew during the eighth year. So is this new growth that's growing during the eighth year, so is that going to be considered heter? Or is it going to be considered iser? In other words, it's really a simple question. And by the way, the Ron over here really boils it down to this, right? The Ron's insistent, by the way. In other words, maybe I'll read the Ron inside in just a moment, but the Ron's insistent that it's really a very basic question. And that is when I have growth of Isser, so how do I view the growth of Isser? Do I view the growth of Isser as being Asser, or do I view the growth of Isser as being Heter? Ah. And if the growth of Isser is in fact Heter, so now, do we get to apply the rules of Bittul? Meaning, if I have more heter than Isser, so then we know that it's going to be subject to Bittul. Now, how much heter do I need in order to be Mevatel the Isser? So over here, admittedly, that part is not clear cut. The Gemara doesn't give us the ratio that's necessary. Generally speaking, you need rov, you need a majority. Sometimes you need more than a majority. Sometimes you need 100 times. Sometimes you need 200 times. Okay, and I know the numbers are important, but right now I'm not going to focus on the numbers as much as we're just going to focus on the basic idea of the Gemara. How do we view growth of Isser? Is growth of Isser going to be Aser, or is growth of Isser going to be Heter? And then the Ran admits that the Gemara does focus then on the next step, which is that if the growth of Heter is if the growth of Isser is going to be Heter, so then do we say Bittel? But and that's true. The Gemara does formulate it that way. But the Ran writes, but the real question of the Gemara is the growth of Isser going to be qualified as Isser or Heter? Look at the Ran. I'll read it inside. It's about seven lines from the top of the page. V'nira li, the Iker Sveika. As far as what the Gemara is fundamentally asking, I amin de gedula kevish and mishach v'yotzem and Iker she'inu kala. So again, we're talking about a seed that doesn't decompose. We're talking about the onion. And so therefore, the bulb is still intact. The bulb itself is this. Or again, we're talking about a case of shvius, but it doesn't matter. Meaning, as we're going to see over the remainder of today's daf, we could be talking about a variety of isurim. So it happens to be that right now we're talking about the isur shvius. So over here, the bulb itself is isur, and it's put in the ground. New growth is being generated. So do we say that the new growth is going to be like the Iker, and therefore going to be Aser, or maybe no. Maybe the new growth, look, consider, when is this new growth growing? During the eighth year. Eighth year, it's not Shemitah anymore. So maybe we could view the new growth as a totally new entity, even though, obviously, it's being generated from Iser. But maybe the new growth should be viewed as Heter. So uvedinu, and then the Ram points out uvedinu da'avalei mibai gidulin atzman shari yasiri, and then obviously then if that's true, so then the Gemara should have said it much clearer than the way we just presented it. Meaning the way the Gemara presents it is there bittul, is there no bittul? Meaning even before you get to that, meaning the real issue is going to be the actual growth itself. So mi haba hatalia. So the but of course though, in other words, the question of Bittul is going to be an offshoot. Well, I say that with pun intended. The issue of Bittul is going to be an offshoot of how to view the growth. Meaning, if the growth is going to be Aser, so then there's not going to be an issue of Bittul. Meaning, there's no Bittul to talk about. It's Iser and Iser. And if the growth is going to be Heter, so now we have Bittul. We have the question of Bittul. The Ran writes, "The e gedule Heter malin es Iser pshita desharu v'yein malin v'yein malin pshita dasire." And the Ran says, look, I know the Gemara didn't say it as clearly as I'm saying it, but the Ran says, but I'm absolutely convinced that this is the correct shot in the Gemara. Okay, so what we're looking at right now is a really straightforward question. And I know it sounds like we addressed it already back in the Mishnah, and hopefully you're going to be able to connect the dots. Meaning later, not today's daf, tomorrow's daf. So we're going to go back to our Mishnah. We're going to use our Mishnah as a springboard for this discussion. But meanwhile, however, what we're asking is a really simple question. Here in Nedarim, Daf Nun Zayin. And that is that when I have something which is Aser, I plant it in the ground. New growth is generated from it. How do I view the new growth? Do I simply view it as an extension of the Iker? And the Iker is Aser, therefore the growth is going to be Aser? Or no? The growth could be viewed as a new entity. It's really that simple. Okay. Also, the comment to Rabbi Ami lo hava biyade. Good. So this question now, so he takes it to Rabbi Ami, and what does Rabbi Ami give? An honest answer. I don't know. Also, the comment to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Pashalei Min Adam. So they go to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and he says, look, I know the answer from the following. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Trita'a, Amar Rabbi Yanai. So it's a memory that goes back to Rabbi Yanai. Basel Shoshuma Shanatu, Verabu Gidula Valikaro, Mutter. Okay, so let's say I have an onion of truma. Okay, so the onion already was harvested, and there was a fresh truma. So my sons, in fact, this particular onion was the truma that was going to go to the Kohen. And what happens now is that this truma onion is put back into the ground. So what's the halacha? I'm sorry, and growth came out of it. Meaning, so again, we're talking about onions where the bulb itself doesn't decompose, and growth is coming off the onion. And so now, what's the halacha? He says, so you have gidulim, you have growth, and there's and the growth exceeds the ikar. Now over here by truma, so I know the ratio. All right, we all know the ratio. In other words, in order to create bittul by truma, what's the ratio? 100 to 1. Right. I always put that pause in there because if I say it too quickly, it sounds 100 to 1, and everyone gets confused because the two could be viewed as a number. It's not a number; it's a word. Easier to read than to say. Anyway, it's 100 to 1. So that's a ratio that you need in order for there to be bittul by truma. But in other words, but the point is as follows. In other words, I take my truma onion, I put it into the ground, growth comes out, a lot of growth, where I have 100 times of the growth against the original onion itself. So what do we say? We say that that's bittul. And that means now that the truma is negated. The original bulb is now going to be negated, and so you can eat all of it. Now the Ran reminds us, by the way, when we say you can eat all of it, right? Don't get too excited. Meaning, obviously, now that when you go ahead and you harvest all these onions, so it's tevel, and you're going to have to take off trumas and maestros. But the point is that the original bulb itself is no longer has the status of truma. And again, why? Because all the new growth is viewed as non-truma. So you have non-truma and truma getting mixed together. Let's assume the ratio here is 100 to 1. And now you have what's called bittul. So over here, what are we saying about growth that comes off of a seed that doesn't decompose? The growth is considered panim chadashos. It's a new entity. It's not iser. It's heter. Good. So what did Rav Yonah just do? Successfully answer our question. Meaning we wanted to know when I take a bulb of iser and put it into the ground and growth comes out of it, how do I view the growth? So the answer right now seems to be pretty clear. The new growth is viewed as heter. Okay, good. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Vitem Rav Zrika Shavik Mar Train Vavik Kechad. So Rav Yirmiyah is critical of the answer that was just given. Why? Not because we didn't answer the question, but simply because you didn't take the whole picture into account. Meaning, you cited me one opinion. Mazel tov. I'm happy you cited me one opinion. It happens to be, I know other opinions out there. In fact, I can cite to you two other opinions on this matter who are not in agreement with you. So what you did is you cherry picked. Okay, here also, pun intended. Okay, I'm crushing it today. So but you cherry picked one opinion, and what I'm going to point out to you is that there are other opinions on the matter that don't view growth the same way you do, or the way that Rabbi Yonah does. So man in a train, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to introduce ourselves now at the end of today's daf to two opinions, one of Rabbi Yochanan, the other Rabbi Yonah's son, and they're both going to be of the opinion that when I have growth coming off the ikar, and when the ikar over here is the seed that doesn't decompose, so then the growth is going to be just simply an extension of the ikar, and the growth is going to be aser. So, number one, Rav Yochanan. So, Yalda Shesivcha B'Zekena Uba Peros. So, let's say we do the following, and that is that we graft. So, what do we know regarding trees? So, for me, not a lot. But what do we know regarding trees? And that is that a tree, after it's planted, the first 3 years, the fruit that comes off that tree is going to be Aser. It's called Arla. And after 3 years, any fruit that comes off the tree is going to be Mutter. Okay, the fourth year is a transition year. And that's Karim Ravai. But, okay, we could just simply look at the first 3 years and simply look at it as the Isser of Arla. And what I do now is I take a branch off of a tree that within its first 3 years. And that branch already is producing fruit, right? I've shared with you already. I tried planting a mango tree, right? And it's been sitting in our property for years. Okay, still waiting for the fruit. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a long story with no good ending. So anyway, so I take a branch off of an arla tree that already has fruit on it. And what we do now is that we graft it onto an older tree. Older tree just simply means it's over 3 years old. Good. And now what happens is that the branch is now producing more fruit, right? Or the fruit now is growing as it's now grafted onto this old tree. And what happens over here is that, so I'm starting with a branch with fruit on it that's Aser, that's Arla. When grafted onto the old tree, new growth has come about. And let's go even further. Not only is it new growth, but a lot more new growth. Now for Arla, what's the ratio of bittul that I need for Arla? 1 to 200. Okay, that's rather remarkable. Meaning for Truma, the ratio that you need for bittul is 1 to 100. And for Arla, it's 1 to 200. Okay. But
why couldn't you like that? Look at it as a
material based on... Hold that thought. We're the tomorrow's stuff. Okay, and when I say hold, by the way, I'm saying that we're gonna visit that tomorrow. So Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Yaldu Shitzifcha Bezekeinu Ba Perasafa Pisho Sifa Masayim. And so over here now, once the branch with the fruit is attached to an old tree, and even though new growth, significant new growth, 200 times greater now than it was originally, and so what? And we would normally say bittel. Over here, we're not going to say bittel. Aser, it's going to be aser. Okay, and why? And the answer is very simple. Because the new growth is coming off the ikar. And the ikar is iser. So when I have growth coming off of iser, how do I view growth coming off of iser? The way we view growth coming off of iser is that it's asur. It's very simple. So over here, the position of Rav Yochanan could not be any clearer that when I have growth coming off of iser and the iser doesn't decompose, in other words, the iser was there and it's still there, so any growth coming off of it is going to be asur. Okay. So that is opinion number one. Clearly arguing with Rabbi Yannai. And number two, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachmeni. Amar Rabbi Yonasan. So we'll just call this Rabbi Yonasan. Keep it nice and simple. But so shenata b'karem v'nakar akarem aser. That if I have an onion that's planted in a vineyard, an onion planted in a vineyard is kalayim. And even though the vineyard now has been removed, still the onion is going to have kalayim status. And what happens if the onion is left there in the ground to grow more without the complementary vineyard? Still, any of that new growth is going to be aser. Why? It's very simple. Because growth coming off of the onion, which is aser, is going to be aser. So if a nekar, a karam aser. So over here, the onion's still going to be aser. So, okay, so what do we have over here? Not one, but two different opinions, both of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan, that growth coming off of iser, where the iser does not decompose, so the growth is going to be aser. So, to the question that was posed, how do we view growth coming off of iser when the original iser did not decompose? So how do we view that? So when presented to Rabbi Ami just simply said, I don't know. When presented to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, so he said, I know the answer, and he quoted Rabbi Yannai. And Rabbi Yannai does believe that growth coming off of iser is going to be heter. It's going to be a new entity. But meanwhile, what you have to do is you have to contrast that with the positions of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. And they're clearly of the position that the growth coming off of iser is going to be viewed as iser. Okay. And Hadar Asa Lekamid de Rabbi Ami Apashalem and Hadam. Okay, so this question is getting kicked around a lot. And just to finish up today's daf, just one more position. And that is the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So over here, a position espoused by Rabbi Yochanan. Litra b'tzalm she'tikna v'zaram. So let's say I have onions. A litra just simply means an amount, a certain volume. And what happens, we were misakin, meaning we already took off trimus amaisos. And so now it is totally metukan. It's totally fine for anybody and everybody to eat. I took the onion, I put it into the ground. So mitaseres lefi kula. So the halacha is that when you have growth coming off of it, what do I do? I take off trumas amaisos. And I take off trumas amaisos against how much of it? All of it. Even the original where you already were mafish trumas amaisos. So can you imagine with the original? You get taxed and you get taxed again. So what happened over there? Ama osan gidulam mivant leniker. So over here, isn't that confusing? Meaning, how am I viewing the new growth? I'm viewing the new growth as a new entity, and not just simply an extension of the original, and that seems to go against what we said previously, because previously what we said is that how do I view new growth? I view new growth as just simply an extension. In fact, Rav Yochanan just taught us that moments earlier. So the Gemara says Dema L'Chomer Shani. So the Gemara says okay, but what we have to do is that we have to compare correctly. Meaning that over here, what we could say is as follows. When I talk about the growth of Isser, and how do I view the growth of Isser? So I view the growth of Isser as Isser. Meaning that was Rav Yochanan's position originally. And let's stay with that. Over here, this case over here, we're just being machmir over here. Meaning consider the onions that I already took off trumas and maisos and are masuk and I put them in the ground. And now the question is that when new growth comes about? And that's going to be chayv and trumas and maisos. So now, what do I do with the original? In other words, am I going to take off trumas and maisos on it again? So maybe to be machmir, we'll say yes. But in other words, but that's just simply as a chumrah. And over here, we don't take this case in compared to what we said previously. Okay. And by the way, the Ron also points out over here, there's also complicating issues, notably over here, if I take Trumas and Maestros from the new growth onto the original, I may be taking from Chiyavan Patur. Okay. And the Ron notes that there are certainly complicating issues over here. But we could just simply say, in other words, again, just to keep it simple, we could just simply say to be machmir, maybe this Rav Yochanan over here just said it visa chumra, just simply as a chumra. Okay. But it doesn't affect what Rav Yochanan said previously. Okay. Where are we right now in the Gemara? So one question and not a clear cut answer on the Amud Beis. So let's quickly recap our daf today. On the first half of today's daf, so what happens is that chilufein v'gudulehim, meaning if we could summarize and give a synopsis of what we learned on the first half of today's daf, and that is exchanges and growths. When I make a neder and I say that these items are going to be also using the word elu, so what I've done now effectively is I gave them a hektish quality. In as much now that like hektish, if I try to make an exchange in hektish or any growth that comes off of hektish is going to have the status of hektish, so too over here, when I make a neder by using the word elu, so I'm doing the same thing. I'm now giving it a hektish quality about it, where exchanges and growth are going to be usher as well. Okay, that's what we learned on the Amud Aleph. Now, the Amud Aleph also has a series of other cases that we went over, but for our purposes right now, just in terms of a summary, that's point number one. Point number two is the Amud Beis of today's daf. In the Amud Beis, so what do we see together? A simple question. I have a onion. Now, I'm using an onion. The Gemara's case is onion. We're using onion because zaro eino kala. The bulb does not decompose. You take the onion, put it into the ground, so it's going to create growth, but the original is still there. So when I have something where it's an onion of iser, could be whatever iser you want. It doesn't really matter. In other words, in today's daf, we talked about, we covered the gamut of isurim. We talked about shvius, arla, kalayim. Okay, we really covered everything. So the truma, sorry, right? I was like in my head. I was like, I know we talked about another one as well. Whatever the iser is, it doesn't matter. In other words, so if I take the onion and I put it into the ground, a new growth comes out of it. How do I view the new growth? And the way the Ron really distills the Gemara's question. The question is really basic. And that is that when I have growth of Isser, where the Isser is still there, how do I view the growth? Is the growth just simply an extension of that Isser, and it too will have the status of being Asser, or no? The growth is Panim Chadashos, it's a new entity. And once we say that it's a new entity, then what we could do is that we could relate it back to the original, and if the ratio between the new and the old is a satisfactory ratio, then we're going to say Bittul. That's the Gemara's question. And what do we get in today's daf? Multiple answers, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, citing Rabbi Yannai, said that the new growth is heter. Good. And then the Gemara noted that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan said that the new growth is going to be aser. And yes, we got a little bit confused at the end of today's daf with another opinion regarding Rabbi Yochanan and onions that are mesukin that are put in the ground. And meanwhile, have to take off trumas and maestros on the new and on the old. And that confused us a little bit. But in other words, but for a summary purpose, focus on Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan both saying that the growth is going to be Asur. Good. And so where we left off with today, and we're going to continue tomorrow, is that basically now the question is still outstanding. When I have Zaru Sheinu Kala and I plant into the ground, how do we view that new growth? So tomorrow we continue that discussion. Sure. Well, yeah.